possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Spencer Turman, Danny Cunningham, back out of here on The Fan, filling in for Ken and Lima one final time.
Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning. It's a Tall Boy Friday, as Ken would say. You got a couple tall boys this morning.
Yeah, Starbucks
at a local
made a
coffee establishment.
They made an extra coffee for me. So congratulations to Owen for the free coffee he has this morning.
I took it and then I immediately went, do I trust it? Not saying you, Danny, although
you could be Danny a little, put something in your drink there.
I didn't touch it.
Little 6 a.m. roof. Never hurt anybody.
That's well, you had a little 6 a.m. roof yesterday.
Well, yeah, that's a little different kind.
We'll get into that
for
a little
insurance
bit.
Purposes. We might not be getting into that one.
We'll get a little bit. We'll get into the show a little bit later. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. I already knew it. Owen's a pretty handy person, so we'll see how he did.
This is
with
one of my
proudest
handyman moments in my life.
Yeah. All right. I mean, you've told me stories about like redoing your kitchen. Like you've told me a bunch of stories.
Yeah.
So I'm fascinated to hear how this one went. 216-474-0092. Day three of Browns training camp coming down the pike here this afternoon, earlier than the previous 2 days, which I'm actually thankful for because that means I can actually go home and sleep for once. But Danny, yeah, I mean, listen, we always get this annual early in training camp conversation with Andrew Berry. We'll get another conversation with the Haslams, which is the last time we'll talk to them until I think probably the owners' meetings, unless they have. Well, we'll hear from them on
until whenever they feel like talking again.
Well, we will hear from them on their Building Brownstown podcast. That's a thing.
Yes.
But they do not address all the things they're going to get asked about during that podcast. It's strictly, it's like the scene in Step Brothers where they're at the effing Catalina wine mixer, and they're like, strictly 80s Joel, sir. The Haslams are like, strictly stadium questions on this podcast. We're not going to answer anything else. But Andrew Berry's press conference I thought was actually pretty enlightening, which is saying something because normally this organization says very little, gives you very little. And his comments on Quinshon Judkins I thought were sort of like eyebrow raising in a way because it's one of those things where it's like it's not about so much even what he said, it's about what he didn't say. And he was straight up asked, hey, is there a path where you don't sign Judkins?
Sort of what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, enters some, I don't even know what happens if you're a drafted player. I guess you just like enter and become a free agent. I mean, I know there's those conversations with, somebody was saying Shamar Stewart with Cincinnati.
Yeah, which is obviously a different situation because I don't, like, to my knowledge, Shamar Stewart has not done anything wrong the way that Quinshon Judkins has. I don't know what would happen to Quinshon Judkins
yeah.
if he goes unsigned. That's not what my concern lies with because Quinshon Judkins to me is just a running back, and you can find running backs anywhere. My concern is what happens with the Browns. Like, do they just lose out on that, on that potential second round pick asset as far as that goes? Like, that is the thing that I think fans should be concerned about, because Quinshon Judkins is just a running back. Like, if he doesn't ever play for the Browns, they wasted a second round pick on him, but okay.
Well, that's the biggest thing, I think. This is what Barry said about the situation that I thought was pretty telling.
Anytime, not just a player, but a member of your organization is involved in a legal situation, and particularly one that, you know, involves allegations of domestic violence, you lose a ton of sleep over it. You lose a ton of sleep over it, not just because of the seriousness of the allegations, but also because of, you know, the amount of, like, time and energy you spend really vetting any person who comes into your organization, the amount of time and resources we spent on, you know, the education part of it, you know, with our, you know, not just with our players, but with our whole organization in general. Obviously, the second round was unique this year. Now it's pretty well slotted. Whether there's a formal framework in place, like, maybe the technical answer is no, but in terms of where that slot should land, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and that was right before he was asked specifically about, like, hey, is there a pathway where you don't sign him? And his response was basically, yeah, you know, we're just taking it day by day. And again, it's the old saying. It's not what he said, it's what he didn't say.
Right.
He couldn't commit to, no, we think we'll get it resolved at some point, we just need to wait for more information. Or we're going to let the legal process play out and then we'll address, you know, his contract. Like, it was just very ominous, very open-ended, very nebulous of, hey, we're taking it day by day, which could mean anything. I mean, this organization took Deshaun's injury day by day in year one, and that ended up being like a month-long thing.
There is no precedent for this, right? Like, I don't know that we've seen a rookie come in, not be signed, training camp start, and the reason that he's not signed was not him not wanting to be there or the team not wanting him there, but, you know, a legal issue that nobody can really say what the outcome's going to be yet, because it does have to go in front of some sort of, you know, judge or jury or whatever it's going
to
be.
Well, and it does seem as if the team wants to wait for all the information, the league wants to wait for all the information, which is the process they should be taking in a matter like this. But it does seem as if the more information that comes out, the worse it's getting for Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah.
Like, with what came out yesterday where...
About the incident report?
This was not, according to his girlfriend, this was not the first incident. Now, I believe she did tell law enforcement that other ones did not rise to this level.
Yep.
But the fact that this wasn't the first incident, I think, complicates this even further. Even if the prior incidents weren't maybe as serious as this, doesn't mean they weren't serious.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big thing is, like, that's part of the reason why I wasn't signed. To Owen's point, like, normally if there's a guy who isn't signed by the time camp begins, it's one of those things where, like, hey, well, you know, they get it resolved as they get in the building, and then you hear, like, you know, the day camp's opening up, like, hey, pen to paper, and you get the little picture they share of all that. When this eventually gets done, assuming it gets done, they're going to tweet that one out? They're going to show Quinshon smiling, signing his contract at that big old desk?
I would like to think that they have... They wouldn't be that tone deaf, but look at what this organization's done in the past, right? Like, I mean, they have made moves that I think make everybody cringe in the past 5 years. That's what this franchise has been. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth.
There's another part of this conversation that we'll get to here coming up in relation to that specifically, like all the other things that have kind of happened, because Andrew Berry talked about, you know, this keeping him up at night. So we'll get to that in a second, that bit of it. But
well, do you put this on the Browns at all?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Is there any part of this where you look at Andrew Berry and say, you screwed this up?
Here's where the way I look at it, because I don't blame Andrew Berry for drafting the player in this instance, because everything I do trust in, like, his vetting process in this incident, in this instance, was sound. Like, nobody had a bad thing to say about Quinshon Judkins during the pre-draft process. Nobody had Ole Miss. Nobody had Ohio State.
As far as stuff like this goes.
Right. There was nothing on his radar. There was no red flags. It's different than, like, last year. We had heard some things about Mike Hall. Like, they drafted him consciously knowing there was a few things off the field that were like, okay, this is a little, you know, unsavory, organization has a history of drafting those guys anyway and taking their chances.
Well, and I think Mike Hall was available in the third round in part because of those things, right? Like, I do think he slipped in the draft
second,
partially.
The second round.
Late second round, right?
Yeah.
I think he was available there partially because of some of the off the field
things.
For sure. Quinshon Judkins was available where he was available because he plays running back and those guys don't get drafted in the first round anymore.
Yeah. But so I don't blame him for the vetting process, because it wasn't like one team heard, oh, this guy's got, like they didn't ignore any signs here. There just wasn't anything. So this kind of came out of nowhere. But where I do have questions about blaming the Browns, blaming Andrew Berry, is like the culture part of this. Because you've now established at this point that, like, we don't know everything that goes on behind the scenes of this organization and how they approach these things. I thought Andrew did a pretty good job yesterday of explaining the educational process they put these guys through for the most part. And, like, they have different speakers come in and, like, domestic violence victims come in and, like, talk about their experience and how it affected their lives and why it's such a terrible thing. Like, they try to get that through to these guys. But I also, like, this is now two straight years where a player you've drafted's had an off-the-field incident within months of being drafted.
Right.
We know the Deshaun part of this, like, bringing in a guy like that. We know people like Perrion Winfrey, where he, like, there's, the list goes on and on of players. And I'm not saying you have to build a team totally of Boy Scouts, right? Like, I get it. It's the NFL. It's professional sports.
It's not possible.
Talent always wins out. There's always going to be people that you bring in that do things that are unsavory and that you're not, you know, that you don't want your organization to be affiliated with.
Speeding tickets.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Speeding tickets, right? I get that. But at the same time, I have to wonder at this point, like, is that message getting through? And if it was getting through, or if you had some sort of recourse for, I mean, think about it. Like, last year, Mike Hall, he gets arrested, and the next day he was out on the practice field. Like, it just doesn't seem like there's any sort of disciplinary arm with the way that they go about things. I'm not saying there's not. I don't know those details. But it doesn't seem like that. And so maybe even the thought, as if somebody's in the situation Quinshon's in, of like, if I do this, I, like, the Browns might just straight up be like, we're not signing you, like, you're done. Like, they might cut me. Or if the fear of getting cut is there, it might be that last line of defense of like, hey, I'm not going to do this thing that probably isn't a good thing. I'm not saying it changes every outcome in these situations, but I just wonder if the way they've gone about this and the guys that Berry's brought in and how they've handled it in the past has led to this culture where it's just going to continue to happen. And I also know, by the way, it's an NFL problem too. It's not just a Browns problem.
Yeah, this is not just a Cleveland Browns thing, because I do think you look at a lot of professional athletes and they have a feeling, Spencer, of invincibility. And that's not necessarily, they shouldn't have that feeling, but I do think a lot of them have that. And it's, I can't necessarily blame them for having that feeling of invincibility. But when you're in your 20s, when you have money, you kind of feel like, okay, well, nothing can go wrong for me. Like, I have everything figured out. It's all going to work out in the end, because for the most part throughout their lives, it has worked out for them, right? Like, they've made it to the NFL. They've become a professional athlete. They have defied the odds in so many ways. They think when these things happen, oh, I won't get in trouble. I'll be okay. Like, it will work out one way or another. And for Quinshon, maybe it will, because we have seen how many guys that have had incidents like this. And I'm not saying this is the way it should work, but this is the way it has worked, where Quinshon has this incident. He will probably be suspended by the NFL for some period of time. And then he's going to be able to go and play football, because that's how the NFL works, because he's good at football. And like, that is... Yeah. Not the way that I believe these things should work, to be clear here, but that is historically how they have worked. And I do think that that gives guys, to some extent, that feeling of invincibility. It's like, it'll be a slap on the wrist, but I'll be okay.
Yeah, we had a really good conversation, Earl and I, over last weekend with Cecil Shorts, former NFL wideout, obviously. And he talked about that invincibility thing. Like, it doesn't matter what, and he even said, like, you know, I think he was a fourth round pick. He was like, I was a fourth round pick, and I kind of got to that at some, like, I had to really, like, I had to think about those things. Like, everyone sort of gets that feeling, and it's just not true. Like, you're there's more of a target on your back, and getting that message through to these guys, I think, is has kind of been lost at times for the Browns, which is why we are where we are. Now, I'll say this. I don't think this ultimately ends with them not signing Quinshon Judkins. I think it will find a way to come to a head. I am expecting he gets suspended. Some level of suspension.
I would be very surprised if he's not suspended.
Generally, the NFL's first-time offense one is 6 games, but Mike Hall only got 5 last year, so maybe it's different. We'll see. So I am leaning into the fact that even though Andrew Berry, you know, was very ominous about with his comments with it, I'm going to assume that the legal process will play out whenever it plays out. That's the other thing. It didn't seem like they... and I know some of this is just how the Browns go about these things, but they seem very vague on, like, how long it's going to take to get him back in the building. Like, they were like, yeah, he's away, and that's
all
they can tell you.
Well, they probably don't have the answer to that.
Sure.
Like, I don't know that, because Andrew Berry loves to say a lot of words without actually saying anything.
Yeah.
I can't fault him for this. Like, he probably doesn't have a legitimate answer to that question. Yeah. And I understand why that question would be asked, but... If you ask him that question, like, hey, when do you expect him to be on the Browns or back in the building? I do think because he's not signed, they have to let the legal process play out before they can sign him to a contract. They have no idea how long that's going to take. Yeah. They don't know what that's going to look like. I can't fault them for that.
The contract definitely complicates it beyond just the legal part of it, where it's like, hey, if it was just the legal process, maybe we'd have a better idea. But it's the legal process plus the contract. And he's probably going to still want to ask for his guaranteed money or whatever, because the guys around him all got guaranteed money. And I just don't know if the Browns
are giving. I think that ship has sailed.
I think that ship has sailed. But and so to be clear, I think this ultimately does happen. He gets signed. He's here. But how long that's going to take is very much TBD at this point, and there's a lot that still has to happen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.